This is the farmer's calendar for August 2015. It's been a year of abundant rain, which means abundant mushrooms. Walking the dogs has been like leading children through a bakery. Wiggles doesn't eat many, but Echo is voracious, and we're constantly jerking her head away from some tasty-looking fungus, or reaching into her mouth to remove one, or yelling, "Drop it!" just too late. Then, a few hours later, she's temporarily sick when her innards rebel. I can hardly blame her inability to resist temptation. I've never seen such a variety of colors and shapes, and they all look like bread, rolls, and pastries. There are toasty brown dinner rolls and toadstools with bumps on top that look like cinnamon muffins. A whole village of red cupcakes popped up at the far end of the pond trail, and over by the south shore there was a 3-day eruption of orange and yellow discs, looking like airdropped pizzas. When the mushroom feasting began, I nurtured a foolish hope that the dogs would instinctively avoid any species that would make them sick. Alas, no. Dogs not only eat poisonous varieties, they also gobble down hallucinogenic mushrooms, and then spend hours chasing and snapping at illusions. Experts advise removing mushrooms from the yard, but my yard is 1,000 acres of woods, and it's still raining.